Miss Bodie, Bodie, Michaela, Makayla, 10607. Today is 5/19/25. This is a 17-year-old young lady with history of POTS disease, P-O-T-T-S disease, something she's been dealing with since age 10 or 11. Her brother had the same symptoms, has the same symptoms. POTS disease affects circulation, causes dizziness. She had a positive tilt test, and she had palpitations from time to time, period, new paragraph. She was taking medications at one time, but doing well at this time. Michaela is 17 years old. She doesn't use drugs. She's not sexually active. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She works at a water park here in the New Caney area. That's N-E-W-C-A-N-E-Y area, period, new paragraph. She lives with mom and dad. Patient's ultrasound results were discussed through text with mom via Michaela while she was getting the procedure done, and with her mom's permission. Put that in big letters. Period. New paragraph. She used to get urinary tract infections a lot. She had four of them at one time when she was in the eighth grade. She just graduated, and she has not had very many urinary tract infections. We talked about double voiding and drinking a lot of water and avoiding syrupy drinks, and that has made a huge difference in her repeated urinary tract infections. She also has a history of diabetes, but she doesn't take any insulin. Her A1C is controlled. She has insulin available in case it goes up. She's never had a diabetic ketoacidosis, period. New paragraph. COVID immunization, none, period. New paragraph. Surgical, no surgeries, period. New paragraph. Family history, POTS disease, no breast cancer, colon cancer, new paragraph. Eye exam is up to date, next number. At one time, she was receiving antibiotics because of her POTS disease, and she developed a blood clot in the PICC line, left arm, and required medications, but that was a long time ago, and she's not taking any medications at this time. Next one is allergy, none. Next one is last period, 5/10/25. Next one is social, as above. Next one is review of system related to POTS disease, along with symptoms of urinary tract infection, no polynephritis. Next one is today's urinalysis is consistent with urinary tract infection. Next time she does get blood work on a regular basis from her regular physician, and she will go in to bring us a copy of that for her chart here as well, period. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress, 101 pounds, 98%, 98.1, 20, 83, 116 over 73, heart positive, home positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to the skin shows the rash around the coast of the lesion, joker non-focal. I did an ultrasound evaluation of her vessels because of her POTS disease. There's no early atherosclerotic heart disease. There's no DVT in the upper or lower extremity. Next number, liver appears normal. Next number, kidneys are normal. Next number, spleen and bladder is normal. Next number, could not see the ovaries. Next number, no fluid noted in the cul-de-sac. Next number, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next one's echocardiogram is within normal limits. Next one's findings were discussed with patient and mom via text by patient during the testing. Next number, macrodentin for urinary tract infection. Next one is abnormal UA. Next one is we'll send urine for CNS, again because of POTS disease. Next number, case was discussed with the patient and at length before leaving. Next number, come back in 3 months if there's any problem. Next one is macrobed. 100 milligram BID was given. Thank you.